Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney the Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, we are in a fight for our life. What is so amazing is that most people don't quite understand the fight itself. We're battling a monster here. And reparations is something that people talk a lot about. But before I get into that, I want to talk about the city of Benton Harbor and the people themselves, how we have to change what we're doing in order to make the city better. People have to come together and don't sit around thinking that you have to like each other. See, one of the things about black people, if we don't like a person, we will not work with that person. And we always looking for a reason not to like someone rather than a reason to like that person. My thing is that I don't care nothing about whether you like me. I would not give you that much power over me. And the mission, to me, nothing supersedes the mission. The mission is the most important thing. This is where we're losing ground at. This is where they're taking advantage of us at, because we do not take the time out to understand the big picture. You see, the future of our children, this is where we lost track. You see, the school system, I can only talk about here in the city of Benton Harbor because that's what I know. I know about Benton Harbor, Michigan. And I know that Whirlpool Corporation started destroying our school system over 20 years ago. What they did, they attacked our children. They call it a war. They call it the war on poverty, different things like that. They had other names that they used to destroy our school system. They brought people in and they allowed people to steal money. No issues until they stopped doing what they wanted them to do. Then they would attack them. That was the game plan. When I speak of Whirlpool Corporation, he said, well, why would a corporation come in and attempt to destroy a whole community? Well, their plan was to take over this community. And they executed their plan. You start with the school system. If you can destroy the school system, you can almost destroy any community. Because then the children will be dummy down. And that's what they did. They went out and they planted people on our school board who favored the corporation over the community. People who grew up in the community, people who were part of even their children. They really didn't care anything about their very own children. Well, you say, well, how could you not like your own children? Well, they like money instead. See, they thought by having a few dollars in their pocket, they could sacrifice your children, my children, and their own children. That's what they did. They sacrificed them. And unfortunately, they walk around now, and people have accepted them back into our community after they have destroyed the school system. Amazing. Now they're gunning for the high school. They want Benton Harbor High School. They want the land because it sits right on the river, right on the lake. It's right there. They want that land. And it's unfortunate, but that's what it adds up to. Our city government, they brought in this Jack Nicklaus signature golf course for people who could not afford to even play golf. You couldn't afford to play. You can't afford to play. It's like $10,000 for a membership. Most people here just don't make $10,000. Most because we have over 60% of our population unemployed. Over 65% of our population living below the poverty level. And we sit here and allow these people to bring a golf course in here, and here's how they did it. They said that they're going to bring in 2,000 jobs for our community. Well, I knew that was a lie. Because if they tried to drag you completely out of the community, why would they bring jobs in? That didn't make sense to me. Because most people don't get it. I know people have came up to me and say, well, why are you fighting with Whirlpool? They're going to help us. They have no intention of helping the residents of Benton Harbor. None. They have no intention. They never did. Never even thought about it for a second, helping the residents of Benton Harbor. And those who were thinking that they would, you're out of your mind. I think they should come in, because whatever they donate to the school system, they could have wrote it off. They don't even pay taxes here in the city of Benton Harbor. So why would you think for one moment that Whirlpool Corporation would help a community like the city of Benton Harbor? There's not a reason in the world, because they trying to drive the African Americans completely out of the city of Benton Harbor. And they're doing a good job. You know, we're down to about, I don't know, maybe 89% African American. At one time, we was like 99.9. But now we're down to 89 because they built these homes around the golf course. These are $500,000 homes. Know that a black person here in the city of Benton Harbor cannot afford it. But they did it anyway. And to me, here's a problem I have. Maybe somebody out there that's listening can email me or tell me, how do you sell your children's future out for a few dollars? How do you do it? How do you tell somebody that I'm going to sell my children's future out for a few dollars so I can drive a nice car? So I can be a little bit different. So I can just have look like I got it made. That's how they did. Our city government, and one of the guys who's going to be on the show today, he saw it. He was here, and he understood exactly where we was going, what we were trying to accomplish. But the thing is, my question, and it's just not here in Benton Harbor. It's all over the country. This is why we as a race of people are being mistreated, not only by the white supremacist groups, we're being mistreated by our own folks. Even their children are being mistreated because they don't understand that when you mistreat my children by selling out, you're also selling out your children. Well, you might get a few dollars underneath the table to help you, but the bottom line will be and always will be, they don't care nothing about you either. They're just using you to accomplish their goal and help destroy the city of Benton Harbor. Benton Harbor is a very, very small city, and it's unfortunate that we have people who will it. But my problem is this. If you a sellout, and I know you a sellout, why would I accept you back into our community? It doesn't make any sense to me. You see, you know, my thing is that I know who you are. I know what you have done. I can no longer accept you, not even as a friend. Matter of fact, I would prefer that you don't even drive down my street. They said, well, that's kind of hard. No, because that's why they keep doing the same thing over and over again, because we allow them back into our community after they have sold their soul to the devil himself. And then we think it's okay. Well, you're supposed to give, you're supposed to forgive. Well, we could do that, but still we don't allow him back into our community. We have to send the message, not just for him, but also for the very next person that come into life. And if we don't do that, it's going to continue just this way. We have some very, very selfish, cruel people. For a few dollars will destroy a generation of people if they can. All for a few dollars. I tell you, it's been amazing. But I cannot prolong this any longer. I got to bring in my very good friend, Malak. He's all the way from California. He was here in the city of Benton Harbor, did some incredible work. He baptized people. He took them out to the river. And he is really one amazing, amazing man. And I consider him my friend, my guy. And we're going to keep this thing going. And we're going to make it happen because it's important that people understand. But let me bring in my good friend, are you there? Reverend Pinckney.
Yes, here, I am. How you doing? How you doing, Pastor Pinckney?
I'm doing great, man. It's always good to hear your voice. And I tell you, we are in a dogfight up here. We need my Hebrew brothers to come up here and form an army for these folks and teach these people what's right from what's wrong. So we're fighting. We continue to fight. We show them. Now our problem is we got water that's contaminated. And the problem is they know that they knew all along that the water was contaminated. But the mayor here, Marcus Muhammad, refused to tell the people that the water was bad. He was telling people that the water was good, and we had to expose him for who he is. But on that note, that's me talking. And I know that you have something that you want to talk about. Why don't we let you take the floor and talk about whatever your heart desires?
All right. All praise to the Most High for allowing me to come in today. I want to say this. That's a very serious situation with them contaminating the water, and it's starting to happen a lot more in our neighborhoods. And what we got to do is we got to band together. I was just telling our congregation out here, you know, that we give this world or the system, I would say, too much power over us. You know, they control our food, our water, our electricity, our gas. And a lot of these things, if we come together, we have the capability of having these things on our own now. You know what I'm saying? We need to start thinking about building a nation, being separate from this nation. We need to start getting our own land, start building our own homes so we can have the houses and the prices that we need it to be. You know what I mean? Just imagine if we all came together. We bought us some land. And we all built our houses together, and we don't even have no rent. And we got our garden out there. We got our food out there. We put a little pond out there, put some fish in the pond. This is how we got to start moving. We got to disconnect ourselves from this system. You know what I mean? This system, for so long, for 400 years, we've been getting dogged out left and right, and we keep relying on something that's not working. And we can't keep relying on that no more. We gotta change the game. And changing the game is changing our mindsets first, then us coming together as a people and understanding the power that we possess as being Hebrew Israelites, God's chosen people. When we don't even understand the power that we have when we can come together. You know what I mean? And they know.
Absolutely.
Like today, right? You know, we follow whatever they tell us to do. They're telling you when you're supposed to honor your mama. right? And everybody out here, I love you, mama. Mama, you ain't gave your mama nothing all year. But
Happy
today, you going to give
Happy
her something.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, my brother. if you go on the internet, it's all over there, you know? Wow.
Yeah, we program. We program, and they got us doing exactly what they want us to do. And what they're not telling you is that, you know, our energy is the most powerful energy on the face of the planet, and their gods can't exist without us believing in it. So they got, so they want us to worship their gods so bad that they have tricked us to worship their gods. Now, the god that's being worshipped today, her name is Ishtar. I think I talked to you about this show on the, today. She's the queen of the universe. She's always caressing a child. She's supposed to be pregnant in springtime. She gives a birth to Tammuz on December 25th. And it's just some Roman gods that they've been worshipping for a long time. And so all of this energy that everybody putting into their mother is really the energy is going right back to this fake god. You know what I mean? Just think about how they got us honoring our mama all around the world on the same day.
They
got us honoring our father all around the world on the same day. They got us giving Christmas presents all around the world on the same day. And all of this energy is going to their god. And this is what's keeping them alive. We got to kill these guys. The Bible says we aren't supposed to follow none of their traditions, because all their traditions are in vain. Everything we think is so harmless for them to sit up here and say, hey, we're going to have something called Mother's Day, but we up here worshiping another god. Don't even know. Don't even know.
But listen, Malak, listen to this. You see how powerful that is, though? That's what you call controlling the mind. You have everybody on Christmas Day giving out gifts, spending their money, and the rich getting richer. On Mother's Day, how much money spend? Billions and billions of dollars celebrating your mama. When you should be celebrating your mama every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Like my little daughter, we don't celebrate none of they holidays. We celebrate holy days, right?
Yeah.
So today is Pentecost for me, you know, so we all ready for Pentecost today. And they always put these other little holidays right there we call them helidays. They got them right there by the holy days. And so my daughter, she get presents all the time. So, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't no big deal to her. Every day is her birthday. Every day is Christmas to her. Because if you go in the store, she wants something, I'm going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you I love you every day. You know what I'm saying? So we got to move differently. The power that we possess is too powerful, is too great. And we, as the people of this earth, we the ones that have the power to change everything. We still in this is because we're not moving. We're not coming together. And with us not coming together, we can't stand together. We can't fight together. We can't pray together. And so the Most High just waiting on us. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. It's a big waiting on us for the whole thing. But Pastor Pinckney, remember I came out there and I baptized, when we was baptizing, I had a brother with me.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah, I got him on the phone right now. I wanted him to come and say hello to everybody. His name is Hi.
Where
he at? Hey, how you doing, Brother Pinckney?
Hey, what's up, my brother? I ain't heard that voice in so long. I thought somebody had kidnapped you, holding you for ransom, man.
You know they're gonna give me back. You know they're gonna give me back, man.
No. this is the meeting of the minds, man. This is like old times, you know what I'm saying?
Man. It was a pleasure being out there with you, man, putting in that work.
Hey, man, I tell you, you know, one of the greatest things that happened was the time that, you know, we came to y'all came to the church, and you presented me with an award, and how they were trying to block and everything. They were, and this same guy, Marcus Muhammad, was part of that. He was supposed to have been my friend at that time. and they was all trying to block it, keep my Hebrew brothers from even coming forward. But y'all forced y'all way in there like men and presented that award and shook up that whole meeting.
Hey man, they can't stop the truth.
No, man, it's an honor and a privilege, man, to holler at you, and I want you to get my number, and call me, and let's talk, cause I tell you, we rolling down here, we doing some incredible work, and what we need now, we need conscious brothers, we need conscious people, men and women who are willing to take a stand for what's right. They have contaminated the water, but it backfired on them. See, by the water being contaminated, they're trying to sell these $500,000 homes around this golf course, and they want to keep it undercover, but it's been exposed. So now they got to take it another way. But this is tremendous. I know y'all coming back to Benton Harbor. When you gonna do it?
Hey man, all you gotta do is say the word. I've been willing to get back out there.
Man, this is you know, we need all the help we can to fight these demons, because these demons got us surrounded. But we right there though, man. So happy to hear your voice, man. You made my day today. This was a surprise, but I like good surprises like this. Usually white folks have a surprise on us, and they surprise us maybe with handcuffs or something. Anything that we don't want, they surprise us with it, you know. So they good with that, you know. They surround your house. You know, last time I think we talked that I told you that, you know, the SWAT team that surrounded my house.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with. I was keeping in touch with your wife and checking on you while they was doing what they was doing to you.
Absolutely. And you know what's so amazing. It is now that, you know, they have given me a lot of authority to go over there to that courthouse and demand a meeting with whoever I want to talk to. If I want to talk to the chief judge, I go talk to him. I want to talk to one of the judges, I go talk to him, you know. And now they understand that, you know, the power of a person who's conscious. See, that's the key word that we have to start using. We got to start being more conscious of our surroundings and what we can do and what we can't do. But hey, my brother, tell me something today that you want to talk about. Is there anything that you want to talk about? You got the floor.
All I want to talk about, man, is waking up our people. You know, I think what you're talking about, it deals with that. You know what I'm saying? It starts with waking up our people. Once we come to knowing who we are and understanding who we are under the Most High, then we can stand together. Then we can fight against these people, right? But it all got to be done in the proper order, right? So if we learn who we are and who we are to the Most High, and then we lean on the power that He gives us, right? Because if we think about what happened in history, right? If we look at all these great empires that was coming against the children of Israel, right? And when the children of Israel called on their power, those empires are no longer in power, right?
That's right.
So if we call on Him and do it in the proper manner, He will fight our battles, man. But it does take us coming together, and it does take us getting out and doing what we need to do, but we got to do it in the proper order, right? We can't fight these battles by ourselves. It's going to take more than us just doing this. We got to be calling out on the right onto the right power, right? The Most High is our power, so we got to call on Him. And then all those other things, they'll fall in line, right? He told us, ye a little faith. These things don't happen because we don't have faith in what we're supposed to be having faith in, right? You know how we get down, Pinky.
We all about
the truth, man. We all about the truth, and we understand that it don't move unless we move with Him. If we're moving
right.
in the opposite direction, then we just continuing to dig ourselves deeper in a hole.
Hey,
right,
you know, I agree 100%. You know where you at? One of the things I want to ask both of y'all is that now, you know, all these years we have always had a picture of a white guy, and even today, that, you know, people have not been taught the truth. You know, they in their eyesight, and that our God and even like even Jesus is white, you know. And this is what they build their faith on. Some people say, so what if Jesus is they got a picture of a white Jesus. I say what it does is frame for me. It frames the mind. It tells you that you know that they're telling you a lie. Let's put it that way. It's not being truthful, but yet we accept it. So where do we go from here?
You want to take that, Malak?
Yeah, I'll take that. All right. So what I did here, Pastor Pinkney, is like you were way up there a lot above a lot of people, because when you said it was a white God, a lot of people thought that you were just talking about Jesus right there. But then you said, and then there's a white Jesus, right? Because they think that Jesus is God, right? He is actually the Son of God, right?
Yes.
And you are completely correct, man. This is why our people are we afraid to make moves, and we keep relying. We keep on saying, hey, help us, help us. We think that they are going to help us. The white people is going to help us because we think that they're there, that they are our God. You know what I'm saying? That's just basically what it is. It just programmed our mind. Like a lot of what I try to teach our congregation out here, you know, when we get around white people, they start switching up.
Yeah.
And I ask them, I say, hey, why are you switching up, man? You switching your tone, your talk, your mannerism, all of that. You know what I mean? Why are you doing that? Like, and they were like, oh, man, you know, I just want to be respectable. I said, so you, why you ain't respectable all the time, if
that's
the case?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you changing your voice because you think your voice sound more intelligent talking like them? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. So look, listen to this. You'll catch them there. By golly, gee whiz. You know, I never knew that. You know, and I guess they said, well, I'm being respectful. Be respectful to who and what? Yeah.
Exactly. And I'll be telling them, you know, your strong, powerful voice that the Most High gave you, you know, you still intelligent. You still powerful. You don't have to put that soft tone to please them. You know what I'm saying? Like when parents come around, like they got to bring their tone out of it because they don't think that they would be receptive to them if they have the black voice. But that's who you are. You know what I'm saying? You can't change who you are. That's like putting on a mask. And I actually talked to a white dude, came up to me and said, man, I can't stand when dudes be switching up trying to sound like me. I said, I can't stand when y'all try to switch up and sound like me. talking about what's up and all this, trying to high-five me. And I'm like, dude, I don't play that. You know what I'm saying? But these are things that we need to get trained on. You know what I'm saying? It's deep program in the mind from 400 years of slavery. You know what I'm saying? So we still in that slave mindset. And like I was saying, if we would come together and come to the table, and this is why it's important for your platform that you have, Pastor Pinkney, people need to hear stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? We need to be able to express our opinions on certain things and encourage our people to stand in higher mindsets. Because right now everybody is at a real, real low mindset. But for us to elevate to a higher mindset, we got to hear other people that's trying to elevate themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So
I know.
So it's really important, man, that and I really like your show, and I know you got tons of listeners. And just imagine we say right here, right now, you know what? We're going to start a fund right now. We're going to go buy our own land, right?
All the
people that's in Benton Harbor, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go get 100 acres, 100 acres of land, and we're going to turn around and we're going to build our own houses right now, right? And everybody just put their money in there, and everybody moved to that land. Now you ain't got to worry about no rent. You ain't got to worry about no gas. You ain't got to worry about no electricity because we got we gonna have solar out there. You ain't got to worry about food no more because we got gardens and ponds that we gonna create. You know what I'm saying? It was like, this is what we got to do. We got to go all the way back to when our people came out of slavery before. You know what I'm saying? Mm. When they came out of slavery, they said, okay, y'all free. Okay, what's up now? And I'm sure we moving up out of here. We finna go get our own land, right? So that's what they did. They went and they built their own city so they could be separated from the people that didn't like them. And it's not being racist. It's just that we have to empower ourselves first before we try to integrate with everybody else, because our people don't know how to stand on their own. That's why we got to show them and train them how to conduct themselves around others.
Absolutely.
Without being influenced to be followers, because we are the leaders of the earth, but we so conditioned to be the followers. You know what I'm saying? So it's a real bad situation, man. And I'm going to let Johannes take it from here, but that's what I had to put on it.
I just want to touch on that question real quick. You know, when you said, when they come to you and says, what does it matter? Well, truth matters.
Yeah.
That's what
absolutely
matters. Right? Uh-huh. So how you going to ask the question if the Messiah is white and if the Most High is white or black, but you don't care, that ain't truth. So the reason why we bring this out and why it matters to us is because it's truth, right? We didn't have a problem serving him when we thought that he was white. But now that we know he's not white, why do you have a problem with the truth? That's the question, right? Not why does it matter. It does matter. Don't truth matter? Or even if you want to take it away from the biblical aspect of it, let's get into the historical aspect. Well, they tell you you're doomed to repeat history if you don't study history, right? Well, when you study history, you understand that it was a period called the Renaissance, when they changed all of the images from that original color into these white images, right? Mm-hmm. So go back and study your history and find out what you're studying and who you're worshiping. And then you will see that when you call it on, who you calling on is not really who you're supposed to be calling on. Right? So
amen.
Just go do the history. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, and I like what you just said. See, one of the things that's happening today, the truth, real truth, in the eyes of the evil, wicked people become a lie. And the lie that they tell them, in their eyesight now, not mine, or probably not yours, the lies become the truth, and they accept it for what it is. When I go to that courthouse, believe me, I have the time of my life dealing with these people because I know that they're liars. I know that they don't handle the truth. That's why they make up a lies to be the truth. But here's the part that I don't like. You got a lot of people accepting their lies as truth. And it's not just here in Benson Harbor. It's all over the country. And people no longer can see and touch the truth. Because it's all right if they act like the lie. They've been lying all along. I used to, one of the things that happened to me, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I saw a police officer take the stand and just lie for no reason. And the problem was, they knew he was lying, but they accepted his lie. And that's why when it comes to dealing with people, you have to make sure that you're standing on the truth. And, you know, you can't worry about what they think, because they got to see God for themselves. Okay, how hard you try to do it, you can't see these lying people. See God for these lying people, because that's what they do. But when I go to that courthouse, I can look these white folks dead in their eyes. And I know they're about to tell a lie. So I always have this little smirk on my face. And after, which lie you going to kill me today? That's what I'm going to look at. And I know they laugh, and they don't say where the hell to show. But I say that to say this, that, you know, we, when it comes to the truth, we have to stand behind the truth. Whatever the truth is, even if it's going to hurt you, the truth
have to make sure that we're telling the truth, and I'm good with that. But let me say this. I want to say, how can we allow other people to come in and educate our children who don't like us? Answer that question if you can. How
you mean
do we
program?
Do that?
You mean program our children, because they're not educating our children.
Right.
They're programming them into a system that keeps us on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So you saying, how can we allow them to come in and program our children for failure?
Yeah, absolutely. But why? Why do we keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? That is not going to happen. These people don't like us, you know. Now, I gotta say this. I do have some, like, most of, I would say maybe 70% of the people that listen to this show right now are Caucasian. I would say that. I would say 70%, and we talk about well over maybe 100,000 that can be tuning in. And I tell you, I get emails all the time. Sometimes they like what I say, sometimes they don't like, but that's okay. I don't have a problem with that, as long as I'm telling the truth. If I'm not telling the truth, then you have to tell me that I'm lying or something like that. Then I have to accept it if that's how, you know, if I'm lying. Or you can find a way to say that I'm lying. I have to accept that because I have to apologize and make sure that I am telling the truth. Because the information I give out has to be the truth. It cannot be anything else but the truth, because it what it does is corrupt the whole show when you're not telling the truth. So my thing is, let me get back to the question, how the school system and what you said they have been programmed, which is the correct thing, is done all over the country, and then we accept it. And I believe the best time that we ever had when we was all together, we were being taught by black teachers. We were taught in the community. We had black stores. We had black grocery stores. We had all this clothing store. Now we don't have that. And I don't know which route that, you know, how do we convince our people that we got to start perpetrating that house in our own community? How do we do it?
Let me start with this. Okay, so first of all, we need to be educating our own children. We putting that's us going back to the slave master asking him to do something that we should be doing ourselves. Now, just think about it. When you in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, right, they only teaching you what they want you to know in the third grade,
yeah,
right? What if you want to know more than a third grader? You want to know what a fifth grader is supposed to know in the third grade. Like, who put these limitations on the knowledge that you can receive? This is why my wife, she teaches my daughter. My daughter, she's supposed to be in kindergarten, but she's doing work that's in the third grade already. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So this is why we have to step up and start taking ownership of our children, right? This is something we can come together on, too. We can come together, put some money together, get all these teachers together. We can have a virtual school where all of the kids can get in front of a computer and learn and be way more smarter than any other kid that was going to a regular school. You know what I mean? But with us just saying, hey, you know what? Can you train our kids? Can you teach us, master? Oh, y'all don't want to teach us right, and we're just going to accept it. We still going to send our kids to that same school that we know that ain't teaching our kids anything. Then they're putting all of these, they taking the Most High out of the school. Kids with all of these shots that's killing them and messing up their brain. And the shots is made to destroy the black children. And we allowing our kids to just keep on taking the shots and then wonder why they can't learn. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
absolutely,
we got to take our own responsibility. It's basically time for us to, it's a separation time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying for so long to do, you know, like, hey, everybody, let's come together. Can y'all do the right thing? Can y'all do the right thing? Can y'all do the right thing? If we tired of asking now, it's time for us to do the right thing. which is separate and educate and teach and grow our own children. Our children are our future. If we don't step in right now, we ain't going to even have no future.
Absolutely. Cause
they just throwing the kids like some grass in the yard with a lawnmower. Yeah. They cutting them down.
Right, but you know what you just said is important. The children are our future, and if they destroy them, mm-hmm. they won't be no future. And that's what the plan is. That's what they're
yep.
executing. And here's the thing. This didn't just start yesterday. This started years ago. You see, now you see what I was talking earlier about the future being in Vince Barber. And I was telling you how they planted this seed in our school system over 20 years ago. And they sit back and watch this group. And they figure, like, in 20 years, we will have destroyed the residents and the future of the children of Benton Harbor if they continue on this level. You know, they brought in a CEO here in Benton Harbor to run the public school system. And you it's against the law. The law says that the public school system is not a business. It is. Now, listen to this. It is an educational process, not a business process. But when I told the black people about the CEO that was here, every time you look up, you always, but the problem is, how can I be, I'm always right. I hate to say it because, you know, nobody's always right. But every time I tell y'all something, it's be right and it comes to pass. I told them about the golf course that was coming, you know, before it even started. I said, they didn't even build a golf course here. Oh, no, you don't know that. They can't have a CEO in a public school system. Oh, you don't know. They can do whatever they want to. I said, no, they can't. And then in December, the law came down on the city of Benton Harbor and told them that they couldn't have a CEO in a public school system. And then they all looked as stupid. And they go, well, how come Pinckney knew that and y'all didn't know it? Well, I use common sense. But I say that to say this. We got to do things and as a group and to make sure that we're circulating our dollars within our own community and stop circulating our dollars with people who don't like them. Keep the money in your pocket. Happy Mother's Day, where you got to go out and buy a gift. Cook her a meal. You know, that's how I look at it. You know, you got Christmas, and, you know, they go out and spend thousands of dollars during Christmas time. You know, these are things that they prey on people. These are predators. That's what they do. And they prey on our people, or we want to be just like them. There's so many black folks. It won't be just like these devils. It won't be just like them, and that's why we're in this compromising position today. So, you know, you can tune in on that because I tell you, I don't like it, and I don't like the way we act at times. I don't like the way we do things at times. I don't like the way we allow them to beat us down and then think it's all right. And then some of us join them to beat us down. That's how they do it. Amazing. Yeah.
It all comes down to reversing desegregation.
Mm-hmm.
Desegregation was one of the worst things to happen to us. We all wanted to be a part of their system, but we see that their system ain't for us.
Yeah.
Their system is for them. We were doing great when we was by ourselves, when we were segregated. We had our own schools, we had our own businesses, we had our own everything. Right? They took that away. They knew what they was doing. We might have been in a poorer state, but we was rich in mind and soul and spirit because we had our own.
We loved each other too. We really loved each other. Now we'll kill each other if you step on their shoe or on each other's shoe. Or you got some nice shoes, we'll kill each other. See, all that stuff it never exists until today when people trying to join their system. Their system is flawed, and we have to learn that it is not a system that's built for us. So we know the Most High don't like this, and I don't like it. And I tell you, you guys, y'all some amazing guys. I gotta tell y'all, And I really appreciate y'all. I can't wait for y'all to get back up here to Benton Harbor because, you know, you used up a gigantic impression on me. And because, you know, if y'all was the real deal, you're the real deal, you can do this. You know, we got so many people that are phony and people that try to do what they want to do rather than do what is right for the people. It's all about the people, but we have to make sure that we plan a future for our children. And that's what I'm afraid that we're failing at. So much is happening here in the city of Benton Harbor, a small town like this fair, and the people won't come together. They'd rather fight with each other over nothing, and make these folks happy rather than stand together and support our children and our children's future. So we're in a wild dispute. But before I let you go, I want to ask you one more question that. I think that if we speak of the most past, and we know that the true Israel like are us, we know that. Can you elaborate on just the Israelites being us and not these guys that are living in Israel right now?
Go ahead, Malai.
No, you can take that one. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's simple. Think about it like this. We're going to just keep it simple as possible, right? The scriptures tell us that when Israel is back in the land, there's going to be total peace.
Uh-huh.
How much peace have we had over there?
None.
All right, so right there, we already eliminate those folks, right? The other thing is the scriptures tell us that the Most High is going to take us back. It ain't going to be a commission by the UN. Right? So,
right.
I mean, there's so many things that we can deal with them. For if you deal with the Deuteronomy 28, I think you went through that in court, right? Didn't you deal with that when you were in court?
I quoted that. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Right. You deal with that right there. They eliminated, right? Because the scriptures tell us that the people are Revelation 2 and 9. It says, I know the works in poverty. Right, so the true people are the Most High are in poverty right now. So when we look at them, are they in a state of poverty?
Good thinking. That's a good one. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Go ahead. You're telling me something.
Right?
Go ahead.
The scripture says that they're going to be up under the curses because they have walked away from the Most High. What curses apply to them? I can't think of none.
Can't think of not one.
Right, and then they tell you that they're under the blessings, right? They say, oh, well, we're under the blessings. Well, how are you under the blessings as soon as Moses went up on the mountain to get the commandments? You guys, we was making a golden calf. We was already breaking the commands. This is why those curses fell upon us. If you look at us as a whole, where are our people at today? Like today, everybody is celebrating Mother's Day. Where is Mother's Day in the Bible?
Yes.
Right, in Christmas. Where is Christmas in the Bible? You telling me the disciples that walked with the Messiah, that loved him, you think they didn't keep his, why they didn't keep his birthday? Because it wasn't never commanded for us to do it, right? So when we look at what these people do and what the Bible says that the children of Israel will be doing in these last days, they don't fit none of what it says.
Okay. I got you. I see where you're going with that, which is so, so important. You see, one of the things that I have put this on Facebook, that the Jews that's living in Israel today are not the real Jews. And I probably got about, I don't know, maybe 200-300 people making a comment. That the Bible, I said, and then I have to quote them, and I have to make sure that I'm saying the right thing so they can understand why I'm saying it. And when I got through saying it, one guy who actually was my friend, say he was Jewish, and he said, well, I'm a real Jew. I said, well, but you're not the Israelite Jew, you see. I told him that, you know, I explained to him why, and then he kind of like accepted it because you kind of like knew the truth, because those are not, like I tell them, those are not the real Jews that are living in Israel today. those are evil people that live in Israel today. They're evil. They're evil and they're wicked. They're bombing people who only have sticks and stones to throw, and they're trying to make up like they got all kind of rockets and airplanes. They don't have none of that stuff. And then they bomb children. They kill children. It's really ridiculous. But the point is, we have to make sure that we stand together. If the people stood together, all across the world against these evil, wicked people, we can win. We can beat these folks down. But they're evil. We got the most evil person in the world in the White House today. And he controls, look, 33% of the people that live in the United States support this guy. This liar, you know. And they believe it's all right, you know. But, you know, I have fun funning with people because I can tell these guys when I see them about him. And it's you know, it to me it's all in fun because I can tell them and I can tell them that now, you know, the world see that y'all nothing but a bunch of liars. I can do, my thing is there anybody that's okay that tells the truth? That's about me. And I can say that when I walk around and be around these people, I can tell these people all these things. And to me, that's important because we can show them their, you know, when they have, we can show them about their lying ways. And to me, that's important. Usually, they're always attacking us. They always talk about what we're doing out here. We out here killing our own. We out here doing this, but they never talk about what they do. So, you know, that's how I feel about stuff like that. So I'm always excited, you know, to have my brothers here on the show. I'm really looking forward to y'all coming to Benson House. And I know that y'all need to get together and make some kind of arrangement. But my Hebrew brothers, you are my Hebrew brothers. And that's forever. And, you know, we don't keep this thing going forever. But listen, I want each one of y'all to take about 10 minutes and tell us what you want people to know.
Go ahead, Malak.
I would like to say thank Mr. Pinckney for allowing us to come on the show and, you know, share our views and encourage people to stand together under the power of the Most High to make things change for our people. You know what I mean? So I believe that if we come together, we stand together under the power of the Most High, there is nothing that we can't do. And I believe that this platform that Pastor Pinckney has created through the power of the Most High is that avenue for us to come together, start putting our money together, and leave everything alone in this world. And I mean from Sunday worship, because remember, we're supposed to be keeping the Sabbath, from their holidays, their festivals, the everything. We need to leave everything alone and create something that's going to benefit us. Because like Jonathan said, it doesn't benefit us here. You know what I'm saying? We got to change the game, and we can change the game if we get under the power of the Most High. So I would just like to thank Pastor Pinckney for having me on, and I'll be talking to y'all again soon, Most High willing. All praise to the Most High.
All right, my brother. All right. All right, my brother. You got a couple of minutes to close it out. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to close it out with a scripture. It says, and it shall come to pass, when all these things that come upon thee, the blessings and the curses, which I have set before thee this day, and thou shalt call them to mind amongst all the nations, whether the Lord thy God has driven thee, and shall return to the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that he commands thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. And then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and return and gather thee from all the nations, whether the Lord thy God has scattered thee. Right? So we've been scattered all over this, all over the globe. But all it's going to take is for us to come back to him and serve him as he told us to. Not with these made-up religions, not with man-made religion, not doing what we want to do, but coming back and doing what we were supposed to do from day one. And then things will turn around.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I want to thank my two Hebrew brothers. I love y'all very, very much. And we need to talk more. We need to put our heads together and make things happen, and that we can do. But listen, I want y'all to hang on just for a second because I got a special guest just for you, you two guys. Just hang on. Don't move a muscle. Here we go. Linda Brown, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Pinkney, and I just was able to get on. You know, today is Mother's Day, but I've been enjoying the Hebrew Boys, and they are absolutely right, Pastor Pinkney. It's time for us to, you know, put our heads together and ponder on what it is that we're supposed to be doing. I'm listening to what they're saying, and it sounds so good. It's about time that we have this conversation and start going for the watered-down gospel and all of this stuff that's putting us in traps and you know, causing us to just miss out on what God intended for us to have. So I'm excited about that, Pastor Pinkney. Thank you so much for taking my call.
And let me say this, Belinda. I know that you're working extremely hard down there in Louisiana. Unanimous is not enough. And it's one of the greatest programs that's going across the country, and that, you know, it's you have opened the doors for a lot of people to be released from prison, which is very, very powerful and a great opportunity the way I look at it. And but we got to get on board. We got to get people looking at this from a different angle. I got the brief that was that Mr. Victor had wrote, which was, I thought, was a very good brief, and I think it got straight to the point. It wasn't long and wasn't drawn out, but I do say this to you:
yes.
Let's stay focused, let's stay positive, let's do what we need to do, and I think we got this. You got about 2 minutes.
You're absolutely
right,
Pastor Pinkney. You are. You know, I want to say one of the things that you said is that, you know, this is big. It's bigger than life. And
yeah,
it's serious. So, you know, and the good news for sure, if we do what the young man just said a few minutes ago, that we have to unite, we have to come together for us, then we can, I mean, it's nothing that we can't do. That's why I know for sure that we can get the victory on this one, Pastor Pinkney. Total
Absolute.
Victory. We can get these people freedom. And then what's going to happen is that it's going to open up a door for us to go after abolishing the exception to the 13th Amendment, where if you become incarcerated, you can become a slave.
Hmm.
We do not want to live in a country where slavery still exists.
Amen.
That is wrong. That is wrong. Every time I think about it, it makes my blood boil because we didn't set back for 100 years and allowed this type of thing to exist. And everybody know about it. Everybody know that prison is big money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Everybody knows that, Pastor Pinkney. So you can, I mean, you know
yeah,
what they trumped up charges on you and put you in prison for something that you did not do.
And it was no chump crime. That's the bad part. There was no such crime. But unfortunately, you know, they do what they want to do because we so divided up.
So,
absolutely.
Pastor Pinkney, I'm here to tell you that here in Louisiana, the people are uniting. I'm excited about that. People are coming together. My phone has been ringing off the hook. You know, I just left a church. I spoke today, and the pastor and the congregation and everybody is getting on board with supporting the Unanimous is Not Enough. And I, you know, I want to say this because, you know, I heard the young man mention that, you know, we got to take the message to the people that the people really need to know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we got to stop playing these games in the church. You know,
yeah,
and serve the true and living God, the real Jesus Christ. You know, people, is this watered-down gospel. People been tricked. They've been bamboozled. They doing stuff. This religion and stuff in the church is really destroying people. It's destroying their lives. It's causing people to miss out on what God really has for us. So that has to be exposed. It has
Amen.
To be exposed because we can no longer, in this millennium generation, these young people is not going to fall for those traps.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on that note, Belinda Brown, we just ran out of time. But you know what? I want you to come on next week, and we're going to, you know, I'm going to give you a lot of time so we can really tell the people about it. I expect to get a lot of emails from different people today, and we're going I'm going to have some questions for you, and we're going to give it to them next week. Let's give it to them. And if you get a chance, you come on next week and let's talk some more about it. Earlier we had my Hebrew brothers
Absolutely.
On there, who I love dearly, and we will talk soon. But right now we don't have any more time, Belinda Brown. Love you.
I love you.
Happy Mother's Day
Thank
to
you.
You.
And, happy Mother's Day.
All right.
Thank
and
you so
we
much.
All right now, we will all talk soon. Have a really great day today. Good night, everybody.